What's good, everybody? I'm Joe. This is the Inspire Create Manifest podcast. This episode's brought to us by the Inspire Create Manifest School. The link is in the show notes. I say it every day. Come hang out. We're having a good time over there. Today, we're checking in with Alan Watts. Alan Watts, Muddy Water. And what's the best way to clean muddy water? Let that shit alone. Let that shit alone. Muddy water is best cleared by leaving it alone. One more time. Muddy water is best cleared by leaving it alone. Now, I want you to take a moment and think about what might be some muddy water in your life. What's that muddy water that you just can't stop sticking your hand into? And you think every time you stick your hand in there, you're actually helping. But instead of helping, you're actually making it muddier. What if we all took a step back and we say, is this in my hands? Because if it's not in my hands, it's not in my control. So the best thing I can do is just chill, breathe, come back to your breath, and literally tell yourself, there's nothing I can do. It's out of my hands. So I'm allowing it to be out of my head. And if I can do that, it's going to clear up. Because if it's out of my hands, it's probably also none of my business. And if it's none of my business, then I should probably just leave it alone. And this might sound like a little selfish, but really, it all comes back to, are we doing the best that we can for ourselves, for the highest good of everyone? Can I be the best version of me? And in doing that, give you space to be the best version of you. And know that it's not my job to stick my hands in your muddy water. And it's not your job to stick your hands in my muddy water. And if we can all just keep our hands out of the muddy water, it'll get clear. Interesting. Alan Watts, he knew some shit. Who would have thought? Just let it alone. Let it alone. If it's out of my hands, it's out of my head. I bet your life gets a little bit easier. A couple of days, weeks ago, starter in my element died in a Lowe's parking lot in Philadelphia. I live 2 hours away from Philadelphia. And I had a photo shoot that I had to get to. I was supposed to get to. Either way, my element was getting towed to get a new starter and a bunch of other things. And there was nothing I can do. It was out of my hands. Everything was out of my hands. And as soon as I realized that everything was out of my hands, I just kicked back, had a great day. I allowed the day to flow, and it flowed. Everything that needed to get done, got done. And I can tell you that if that would have happened to Joe 3 years ago, 5 years ago, I would have been super pissed off. I'd have been super pissed off at everybody. Pissed off at myself, and the day would have been ruined. The entire weekend probably would have been ruined. But instead, it was just like, I can't control any of this shit. And because I can't control any of this shit, I'm just going to let the universe control it. I'm going to do what I can do, and that's all I can do. And everybody else that has a role to play in today is going to play their role. But I knew the best thing for me was to pull my hands out of that muddy water and let everybody else do what they were supposed to do, which allowed me to do exactly what I was supposed to do, which allowed me to get to the photo shoot, do the photo shoot, and then get the phone call saying that my car would be done at 5 o'clock. So I didn't have to worry about how the hell am I going to get back to the Poconos. It all just happened. Who knows if it would have happened if I walked around saying, oh my God, this sucks. Oh my God, woe is me. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Everything sucks. Here's that black cloud again, just covering over me. The day would have sucked. We really do have the power to flip it, to change the story, to change the paradigm. Just because you acted one way yesterday doesn't mean you have to act that same way tomorrow. You're allowed to make that change. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hit those links in the show notes. Come check us out in school, and I'll see you really soon.